Hi everyone, this is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, which podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now almost 6 years, if you can imagine, and it's amazing to see how far the show's come. You know, we frequently joke around that, you know, when we started the show, we started off with about 5 listeners. I think it was my mom, Don's wife, my wife, and a couple of, you know, friends and family, and that was it. And, you know, to date, we're over our radio show and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising, and of course our website, Franchise Interviews. So we've never done this before, but want to thank everyone for making this show such a tremendous success. During that time, 6 years of doing the show, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. And if you're a frequent listener to the show, you know what fans Don and I are of the legendary Michael Gerber. And you could take any clip or any segment from an interview we've done with Michael, and it's probably noteworthy of being in the Great Quotes in Franchising podcast. But this, I have to say, is certainly one of my favorites. And I've shared this with my students since I've heard this great quote. So here we go with the legendary Michael Gerber.
Having people, you know, stretch their imagination and to dream even bigger than what they were previously doing.
Absolutely.
And make it constructive, of course.
Yeah, because I'm actually saying that people don't fail because they dream too big. People fail because they dream too small. People fail because they don't rise above where their experience would lead them. People fail because they don't truly begin to dare to imagine something that they've never actually imagined before. And as I bring people into the dreaming room, as people participate with me, they begin to experience something they have never experienced, or if they had experienced, they'd experienced it years ago, but in some way lost the ability to dream. So it's a remarkable thing. I never would have told you I'd be doing it, but in fact I see it as the absolutely essential piece to anybody who wants to do anything, let alone buy a franchise. The beginning of that process is to dream.
You know, it's really like an awakening. I mean, in life, there's just so much that can just, you know, I guess sort of beat you down a little bit. You know, life's not easy, and there's work, and there's family, and you know, I guess over time that maybe you just don't have the time or just forget about something simple like dreaming. So you're really just reintroducing it to people, you know, kind of waking them up again, so to speak.
Well, I'm reintroducing the question, what in the hell am I here for?
Right.
What is my life? And time goes on for all of us, and it's tick-tock, tick-tock, and time goes on, and I simply become immersed in all of the doing it that I've committed myself to. And I never stop to really ask, is this really what I want? Is this really what I want to do? Is this really the entire purpose of my life? Is this really going to give me the experience that I truly am hungry for, the joy that I truly am missing right now? What in the world am I doing with myself? And I'm simply suggesting, without asking that question in a very, very provocative way, people miss the most extraordinary opportunities that they will never see until they begin to ask the question, then who am I? What do I want? Where am I going? And these questions begin to provoke some very, very serious introspection. And that's critical for anybody who is, as you say, sitting there about to think about going off on their own, about buying a business, about buying a franchise, or about creating a business of their own. Critical, critical, critical. And nobody's talking about it.
Right.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's a critical element to entrepreneurial success, Michael. All this dreaming, I think you mentioned in the manuscript, it gives you fuel to stay up late and get up early in the morning.
That's where the juice comes from.
Absolutely.
I mean, can you imagine Michael Dell creating Dell Computer? I mean, you think about that. He was a college student who began to diddle with this idea, the idea, the big idea, the great result, and he created this stunning company, this extraordinary company that does what it does in a way that nobody else imagined it could be done. Taking a commodity, a computer, and turning it into a product, a true invention. The way in which Dell provides customized computers in a standardized process. Customized, standardized, an extraordinary idea that rules the world today. And yet you don't hear that expression in most places. And certainly you don't hear it in franchising. Customized, standardized. How do you do that? Well, that requires entrepreneurial imagination and verve. And that's what creates absolutely stunning companies. So if you're going to do that, you might as well do something in the business you're about to create that truly transforms the form of the people.